This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. The SF Hot Team works from the outside, identifying people in need and helping them as they can. On average, however, Hot can only place half of the people they serve into permanent housing. Like the police, their ability to help is restricted. So sometimes that support needs to come from within. The next time you're in San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf, if you look carefully, you'll see a symbol of this support, a black cross that local homeless draw on their belongings. It's the coat of arms for the Black Sheep, the area's unofficial homeless first aid squad. Their mission is to provide others living on the street with care and minor medical services.
Bumps, scrapes, bruises, abrasions, the occasional stab wound, a lot of burns and stuff like that.
Doc runs the crew. He and most of the Black Sheep go by nicknames on the street for privacy and safety reasons, so we'll use them in this story. They're not trained medical professionals, but they carry first aid kits and supplies that most people can't afford and try to help however they can. KLW's Liz Pfeffer spent a day with the Black Sheep and brought back this story.
That's Mama, Little Wolf, Scully, Forrest, and Armando, and the dog is Ninja. And this is my girlfriend, MJ.
Hello.
They call me Doc for a reason. Like, we keep supplied with basic first aid kits, along with, you know, I've got, like, a little trauma kit in case we come across, like, you know, somebody that's really split open or we need to dig deep or anything like that.
A lot of it just comes down to common sense stuff, you know, things that your mom used to do for you when you fell and skinned your knee.
If it's anything major, we always tell people, I'm not a real doctor and she's not a real nurse. But what we will do is book an appointment at the hospital and give them the cab fare or the bus fare in order to get over there and see a real doctor.
It just doesn't really occur to people when they're out here that they need to do things to take care of themselves that way. And we're all about early prevention because staph and different infections like that run rampant.
We're human, man. Straight up. It's about feeling better. Every day that we wake up, we are pulled to the wharf to see our family and make sure that they're all right. We make our money down there. We entertain. She sings. I dance.
Hey, 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 hey. Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brain. I knew when we collided, you're the one. On a good day, I can make like $30 an hour. On a bad day, I'll make like $1.30 all day long. Hey, soul sister, ain't that a mister on the radio?
You can get ghosted for a while. It's what we call it. It's just basically people act like you're not there. And to me, it's I would rather somebody, turn to me and say something in disgust than nothing at all. You can only get ghosted so many times in a row before it. Yeah, it starts affecting you emotionally. And I'll never forget it.
I feel like we see the very worst in humanity at times, and then sometimes we see the very, very best in humanity.
We find places to sleep sheltered, and we take, you know, rather good care of ourselves and stuff like that, so we realize the advantages that we have. And if we're ever going to give back to our community or anything like that, this is the time in our life. We came to the realization one day when we were all hanging out that each and every one of us was pretty much the black sheep of their family. And that us hanging out together and spending the time together, that's the real first aid. You know, we try and
let them know someone cares.
Yeah, let them know that there's a flock there for them. You know, even if you're a black sheep, there's an entire flock of black sheep out here, whether you know it or not.